you're paying 100,000 more than you go anyway.
Next patient is Tamiko Mack. I saw one of your old friends from health department.
You're talking to me, eh?
Mm-hmm. Cynthia, somebody.
One black girl? Huh?
Cynthia Williams.
Yeah. You saw her?
Not her, but her husband.
She's very nice. Isn't she nice?
Next patient is Tamiko Mack. T-A-M-I-K-O. Tamiko. Mack, M-A-C-K. Date of birth is 3/20/1974. Tamiko is T-A-M-I-K-O. T as in Thomas. Mack, M-A-C-K. And today's date 1/30/24. Please make a copy for Dr. Tina. So Tina, T-I-N-A. So is T-S-O. T as in Thomas. T-S-O. Tina So, M-D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is snoring and apnea. Next paragraph, physical presence tell us. This is a 49-year-old, extremely obese female who has a history of snoring and sleep apnea, has been extremely overweight for the past 10 years. The patient has been advised to go for bariatric surgery and also go for polysomnographic study. She denies daytime sleepiness but has some headaches and also has a history of hypertension and a history of mild diabetes. And she's short of breath with minimal activity. And minimal activity. And she has some leg swelling as well. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history is significant for hypertension and history of mild diabetes. She has been admitted to the hospital more than a year ago for hypertension and chest pains. Period. Next paragraph. Other past history includes history for hyperlipidemia and history for vulvar cancer, status post radiation chemotherapy. She has a prior history of NSTEMI, N-S-T-E-M-I, NSTEMI in 2020, and anemia. Surgery also includes hysteroscope and myomectomy and polypectomy and DNC. Also had a cyst removed from her back. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient denies alcohol use or history of smoking. Next. Family history. Significant for coronary artery disease and MI. Next, for allergies to penicillin. Next, for review of systems. Patient has fatigue and severe, significant weight gain. She has vertigo, no hoarseness, denies urinary frequency or dysuria, and no hay fever or asthma. She has shortness of breath and persistent cough and wheezing. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, or rectal bleeding. She has no chest or jaw pain. And no palpitations, but has leg swelling, no anxiety, no depression. She has muscle pains and joint pains and denies headaches, seizures, or memory loss. Next, family history is significant for, oh, I'm sorry. Next paragraph, med list included hydralazine 50 milligrams daily, isodil 30 milligrams a day, atorvastatin 40 milligrams HS, metoprolol 25 milligrams daily, montelukast 10 milligrams a day, Mounjaro 10 milligrams injection weekly. Next physical exam. This very obese middle-aged African-American female has no acute distress, no pallosinosis ictus, but there is peripheral edema, 1 plus, blood pressure 145 by 80, pulse is 106, respiration is 20, temperature 97.8, weight is 404, saturation 93, HEA and diathalamic pupils reactive, tongue is moist, nasal mucous edema, throat was clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions with visas in the upper chest with no crackles on either side. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2. No murmur and S3 gallop. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no urinary megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, mild peripheral edema with decreased pulses. Reflexes of the 1 plus is no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Probable obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is exogenous obesity. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4, hyperlipidemia. Number 5, diabetes mellitus. Number 6 is chronic dyspnea and deconditioning. Next plan, the patient has been advised to quit, the patient was advised to lose weight and also get a consultation from bariatric surgery. She will go for a polysomnographic study and was advised to lose weight and go for regular exercise. She will also get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilators. And she will use the albuterol inhaler, 2-puff TIDPRN. And a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. A copy of this for Tina So, TSO, MD. Thank you.